I think I must be the only person on the planet, Louise, that hasn't seen The Mousetrap.
Do you know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who say that. I mean, I'm surprised there are so many people left. I suppose there's a new generation coming through. You must be very young.
I am, of course. Let's leave it like that. I mean, I suppose what I'm doing is waiting for it to come to Lincolnshire, which it is doing next week. We're delighted that the production's coming to the Embassy Theatre. And I love the billing. An atmosphere of suspense around every corner. It once described as the cleverest murder mystery of British theatre. Does that pretty well sum it up?
Do you know what? It's brilliantly, brilliantly crafted piece. I mean, I listen to it every night and I go, and I'm finding new things. You know, I think, oh, there's a little clue there. There's somebody being clever there. There's a red herring there. It's immensely, brilliantly crafted. She was the mistress of the story arc, I think. But this play in particular is one of her best.
I suspect, Louise, everybody best associates you with Doctor Who. Is it Doctor Who that you get asked the most questions about?
I think Doctor Who are the loyalist fans in the world. There are people who wrote to me back in 77 who still come along to conventions and the plays I'm in. And,
really?
Yeah. But there are little pockets of fun. You know, there's Bergerac pocket, there's a Tenko pocket, there's EastEnders. You know, I've been in a few series and they tend to stick to their own genre. But there's a lot of Doctor Who fans who also love Agatha Christie. There seems to be a real crossover there.
Mm. But in the business, is it possible for you to have a favourite amongst all the things and all the work you've done?
Oh, it has to be Tenko, which was a series I did in the early 80s about a women's prisoner of war camp. Very dark, very, very dark matter, but such an amazing bunch of women I work with who to this day have remained like a second family.
You're still in touch with them?
Yeah, oh yeah, completely. They'll come and see this and I go and see them. Births, marriages, deaths, we're there.
Let's just touch on Doctor Who, though. Leela, was that the perfect companion for the Doctor, would you say?
I don't think Tom Baker thought it was the perfect companion. He wasn't that thrilled with the thought of a companion. He rather wanted to travel alone. That said, we now still play Doctor Who and Leela on audio for a company called Big Finish, and he's absolutely adorable to work with, and we work rather well together now.
And were you always a fan of the show before you were in it?
Yes, I watched it when it came out when I was 12 or 13, and it used to be a Saturday afternoon ritual. My father would come home from the Working Men's Club and my mum would get tea ready and we'd all sit as a family and watch this weird, extraordinary, unique programme.
Gosh, that's quite a few doctors before Tom Baker then.
Yes.
So did you have a favourite doctor?
Well, I have to say Tom, don't I? But actually, if Patrick Troughton hadn't been as brilliant as he was, the programme wouldn't still be here today, because if that regeneration idea hadn't worked, there was an awful lot resting on his shoulders.
So, Louise, what have you been up to recently then?
Well, I delivered Cinderella to the Ball twice nightly and 12 hours later started this. So I started rehearsals for this on January the 4th.
Oh, right.
So I've really just been trapped in the mouse all year. But I'm also a writer, so I have taken that on board with me. So most of my days are spent writing and the evenings performing.
How does it feel to be in such a long-established 60th anniversary production like this?
I wasn't expecting the extraordinary reception we've been getting. We're playing the Empire in Liverpool this week. 2,300 people last night. There was only limited view seats available.
Goodness.
And that's the same for every performance here. I mean, people are flocking to see it. And when I got offered it, I said to my agent, oh, can't I do the West End one rather than the tour? And he went, no, absolutely not. He said, you will be packed out on tour, trust me. And he was right. It's such a joy to stand on that stage and see the auditorium absolutely filled. It's like you feel in touch with just the ancient art of storytelling, you know. I love it.
I was fascinated, Louise, to discover that there was life before the West End for the Mousetrap. It started just up the road, didn't it?
In Nottingham. Yes, it did. And we opened the week that Lady Attenborough died, very sadly, and she opened it in that theatre. So we dedicated that week to her.
Who else is in the cast?
Anna Anderson is extraordinary. She's the linchpin of the whole story. She plays the lady who runs the manor house and gives the most remarkable, wonderful performance. Nick Barclay plays her husband. Ollie Gully is the neurotic young man. Gregory Cox is the mysterious foreigner. Tony, and I can never pronounce his surname properly, Borzak, I think, plays the sergeant major in it. We have a really eclectic, brilliant mix of personalities.
And do you just sort of click into autopilot? You were saying Liverpool last night, you're at Skegness next week. What about the touring side of it? Just how exhausting is that? Because that's before you go on stage, just the mere travelling around.
That's where we earn our money. On the motorway late at night, finding digs, unpacking your suitcase, repacking it. That is where you earn your money. It's not on stage. On stage is just an absolute wonderful joy.
I thought it was all five-star hotels for you.
It actually, you know, to be really honest...
Like in Bergerac, you know, all that lovely, those lovely settings.
This week I have gone into a fabulous hotel because I turned 65 and I deserve it.
But
the other weeks I've been doing digs along with everybody else.
We're looking forward to seeing you in Skegness next week, Louise. Have you been before?
I've been to Skeggy, but with my father when I was a child.
Oh.
Because that's where he used to go for his holidays. He's a Lincoln man.
So many people say that. And you have a Lincolnshire connection as well.
I do.